Do you consider yourself a fan of Elvis? I do, and I cannot believe I do not know about this museum. You've got nothing, though, if you are on Whyalla's Peter Blees. Our ABC Northwest correspondent, Shannon Corvo, has taken a spin through his Museum of Elvis for the latest instalment of...
The Museum of what?
Welcome, Shannon. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, great. Now, this isn't the first time you've gone out roaming for us. A little while back, you visited the excellent Steamtown Heritage Rail Centre back in May, and this time we sent you off to the Museum of Elvis. Where is it?
Yeah, so it's actually at a place called Whyalla, which is directly north of Adelaide and a little bit to the west as well, and it's just in this man's house, in Peter's house. He's turned the entire house into a museum dedicated to Elvis.
Oh, amazing. And it's Peter Blees, isn't it? He's obviously
yes.
just a mad fan. Where has he got most of his stuff from?
Oh, he gets it from anywhere he can. So he gets them from markets, from online mostly, from anybody he knows who wants to get rid of Elvis memorabilia. He just takes it all on.
I love his commitment. Shall we take a trip through the Elvis Museum?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
My front door probably looks a bit different to your front door. I've got Elvis written on the front door and I've got Elvis Christmas stocking on the screen door. To me, it's Christmas all year round, living in my dream here with Elvis. Here, this is the main room, all my memorabilia right through here. To come in here is buy a donation, and whatever donation I get goes to the next piece I buy. I want to make this the very best Elvis museum in Australia, and I'm getting pretty close now, I think.
Step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat!
We've got jukeboxes in here. 1959 one, the very latest one. Digital one to make the sounds better. We've got lots of Elvis dolls, bears. We've even got Russian dolls that go down to Little Doll. All your little novelties ones. Life-size statue in here. Actually, through the whole house, there's 118 different Elvis Presley clocks. So it's quite a collection of his clocks. So nobody asks me what the time is when they come here.
Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Lock it!
Now, as we go in the hallway, I'll get you to go in first and walk straight in and Elvis will talk to you.
Oh, gosh, I'm not sure if I'm ready for this.
Walk straight in.
Okay.
Thanks for letting me talk to you.
Thank you, Elvis.
Yeah, then you got all your nice umbrellas up here. And as we come into this room, the first bedroom, you got Elvis in a jigsaw puzzle there. And you come in here and you got all your different Elvis things around. You got two flags and Elvis Presley in here. In the corner over here, a lady here in Whyalla came here and she's a massive Elvis fan. Her daughter brought her here and she really loved it in here. And unfortunately, she passed away, and the daughter and her family sat around and said, why don't we give Mum's memorabilia to the last place she really enjoyed, which was in here. So the family come walking up my drive, that towel there, all that corner there, Elvis on the guitar, and I went and bought a rack for all the knickknacks. And I actually pulled the bed over here, and so the family could have their photo taken with their mother's corner. So it was a very nice afternoon.
Well, it's blue suede shoes. Blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue suede shoes.
Now, over here, this is the bathroom. Now, the family have authorised one shower curtain, which is a signature product, which I've got now. I've had it for about 2 years now.
Oh, my gosh, I've just walked in and the first thing I've seen is an Elvis meerkat.
Yeah. Here's the shower curtain. You see where it's written on the bottom? It's an authorised product. And then I've got Elvis hooks holding the thing up. It's a lovely piece. And even in the bathroom over here, you've got Elvis Presley soap, Elvis Presley aftershave.
Are you wearing the aftershave right now?
Not right now, no. Then you've got Elvis toothbrushes, Elvis face washes, and towels. And in here, you've got another life-size statue of Elvis. And as you can see, I'm starting to come on the ceiling here because I'm running out of wall space. There's that much Elvis stuff in here. And I'll take you into another bedroom here, which is my bedroom. I'm going to go through two of these now. I'll play you a song, one of Elvis's early songs. It's called Mystery Train. It's a song about a train taking your girlfriend away and the train bring my girlfriend home. I'll just play it for you. The reason I play this song, because I've got a train set. Here it comes now. It's quite a long train set. Each train has got a famous movie or one of his big hit songs on it. And it goes around under my bed and comes back out. So that's why I've got to sleep only on one side so I don't knock it off the track. As we come into the kitchen, I want you to look down the other end. It's my favourite statue, life-size statue of Elvis Presley. He's actually on one knee. So come on in.
Oh, wow.
Then over here you've got Elvis Matches collection, Mr. Potato Head Elvis collection. Over this side over here you've got a 14-pound bowling ball. I actually bought this at a bowling alley in Adelaide, and the chap said to me, oh, where do you want the holes, mate? I said, you drill that, I'll kill you.
There's no room for you to actually eat.
No, I eat in the lounge room.
What about cooking?
If you can't microwave it or barbecue it, I don't eat it. Now, if you want to enter the toilet, just go straight through the door here.
There is an Elvis toilet seat cover.
In this room here, I put a lot of photos of Elvis when he's with his superstars. You've got Elvis with Marilyn Monroe, James Dean, Humphrey Bogart. In my toilet, you don't have to bring a newspaper to read. You can try and work out who the film stars are in here. Something different.
Where do you get all of these pieces from?
I'm on eBay and Gumtree every day looking for different things. And I always wear his watches and rings here. They're replicas, of course. I wear Elvis's necklace. TCB, Taking Care of Business, in a flash was his emblem. I've got a pair of original blue suede shoes here. One of my favourite pieces is Dorothy Folds of Mount Gambier. She painted Elvis on a log for me, which is my tattoo. It's a beautiful piece, and unfortunately she passed away not long after doing it, and because it's such a personal thing, it's one of my favourite pieces. Come down here. This is a 1961 Cadillac. Elvis actually bought this model when he got out of the army, but he bought the four-door version. When people come, I put Elvis sunglasses on the front seat and people hop in and have their photo taken in a Cadillac. So makes a very good ending, isn't it, to the tour. Yeah, beautiful car.
That's ABC Northwest correspondent at the Elvis Museum in Whyalla, Shannon Corvo. Shannon, that, incredible. Can we go?
Yeah, you can. Everybody is welcome. As you said, there's only a donation required. But I have to say my favourite quote from him is that most people sit down at 6 p.m. to watch the news, but he can't hear the news because of all the clocks going off.
All the Elvis clocks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's magnificent. Shannon, loved having you back on the air. Thanks for joining us today and sharing us with
us
that beautiful museum. Shannon Corvo there, ABC Northwest correspondent.
Mick Warhurst.
Weekdays on ABC Radio, online and on the ABC Listen app.